You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So hello, I'm Matt. I'm a presenter on BBC Radio 1, and this is Chris, who's my producer.
Yes, I can confirm those facts.
So you guys have done lots of different features over your time at Radio 1. What would you say has been your favourite?
So my personal favourite is a thing we do called Plank All Over Me, where I lie on the ground and we get a famous person to come in and they do the plank, the exercise, on top of me. So our noses are almost touching and they hold it for as long as they can while I ask them questions. And I like it because I get to get up close to people. It's a little bit awkward and we generally get some quite good stuff out of it. Chris, what's yours?
I really like surprise karaoke. It gives us a chance to write funny things that someone else can do and make really good.
Chris, what is it like producing Matt's show?
Hell on earth. Next question. No, it's great. It's fine. It's the most creative show I've ever worked on at Radio 1. Basically, it's us messing around and doing things that make us laugh and then getting paid to do that. It's a dream come true. Sadly, I have to work with Matt, though. So, you know.
Matt, what would you say is your number one top tip for people being creative whilst they're on student radio?
I would say keep your mind open to inspiration. So look at the world around you, look at things on the internet or in theatre shows or on the telly or wherever it might be, conversations you have with mates down the pub or whatever, and think, how can I convert this into something for the radio? Because if you're talking about it or if people are interested in it, then there's a strong chance that the rest of the audience will also appreciate that as well. So just be open to other stuff. Don't just focus on radio, radio, radio. Get other interests and let them affect what it is that you do on air.
You mentioned about your shift from a Wednesday evening show to a weekend show and what changes that made. What do you think the next step is for the show?
I don't know, really. I think we're going to continue trying to get bigger and better. I'd like to obviously get more big visual hits. Would be great for us, for YouTube, because you can see a quantifiable sort of result there. I'd like to personally just continue to try and get better at doing radio. I think you always learn and you always try new things out. I don't really have a sort of long-term plan, which is good because it's not really in my hands. You know, the controllers of Radio 1 know what they want when they want it. So if something else comes along, a different show, you know, as long as they don't give me, like, a hip-hop show on a Saturday night, everything's probably going to be all right.
Chris, when you get an idea, do you have to now start think about it in visualised terms? Is that more at the front of your mind?
I think, like, the system we use is right content, right platform, right time. And if it feels like it'll work for a visual feature, then definitely we're going to go with that. We'll always think, can this be visualised? And sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is yes, but it'll be a lot of work and a lot of effort, so we won't do it. So we'll, I think we'll always think, can it be visualised? And if it can, will it add to it by being visualised?
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.